Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, which is shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckard. Today we end the Sundays after the Epiphany, in which we heard of Jesus calling his disciples and of miracles performed by Jesus in his early ministry. The liturgical year is rushing on, and Wednesday we begin the season of Lent, contemplating the sacrifice of the Lamb, Jesus, offering his life to redeem us from our sins. But today, we observe a very special, very unusual occurrence in world history, seen by only three of Jesus' disciples, Peter, James, and John. Present were Moses and Elijah, spoken of in two of our readings for today. Moses had died over 1,400 years earlier, and Elijah's prophetic ministry ended nearly 900 years before the two of them were seen speaking with Jesus at his transfiguration. The first reading tells of the end of Elijah's ministry. He is accompanied by his successor, Elisha. He visits three locations of the sons of the prophets, Gilgal, Bethel, and Jericho, which date back at least 200 years to the time of Samuel. He is saying his farewell to them, and a group from Jericho follows behind to witness his departure. Elisha succeeds Elijah as God's prophet to his people. Elijah's message of repentance and renewal is conveyed in the hymn, "Renew Me, O Eternal Light."
A reading from the second chapter of 2 Kings. Now when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, "Please stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets who were in Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take away your master from over you?" And he said, "Yes, I know it. Keep quiet." Elijah said to him, "Elisha, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. The sons of the prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take away your master from over you?" And he answered, "Yes, I know it. Keep quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the sons of the prophets also went and stood at some distance from them, as they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his cloak and rolled it up and struck the water. And the water was parted to the one side and to the other, till the two of them could go over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you." And Elisha said, "Please let there be a double portion of your spirit on me." And he said, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if you do not see me, it shall not be so." And as they still went on and talked, behold, chariots of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, "My father, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." And he saw him no more.
Thank you.
the epistle reading, St. Paul refers to the time when Moses was in conversation with God, after which he needed to veil his face because of the radiance that issued from it. As God's chosen, redeemed people, we are to let the light of the gospel shine through us. The hymn, O Day Full of Grace, presents the light which we shine to the world through the power of the Holy Spirit, present not only at Pentecost, but dwelling in each of us.
A reading from the third and fourth chapters of the second letter of St. Paul to the church in Corinth. Since we have such a hope, we are very bold, not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face so that the Israelites might not gaze at the outcome of what was being brought to an end. Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word, but by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled only to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
The transfiguration of Jesus is yet one more manifestation of his deity. He carried on a conversation with Moses and Elijah, both of whom had departed their earthly lives centuries earlier. The three disciples accompanying Jesus were told to tell no one of the event until after he was raised from the dead, which they did not understand. From the time of their return from the transfiguration, the direction of Jesus was toward Jerusalem, to his crucifixion, death, and resurrection. The hymn, Beautiful Savior, gives an opportunity for reflection.
A reading from the ninth chapter of the Gospel according to St. Mark. And after 6 days Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became radiant, intensely white, as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. For he did not know what to say, for they were terrified. And a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, This is my beloved Son, listen to him. And suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them, but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, he charged them to tell no one what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead.
We have enjoyed being a part of your Sunday morning by sharing God's Word with you. St. Peter Lutheran Church and School is located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. As was mentioned earlier, this week marks the beginning of the Lenten season with the Ash Wednesday worship service beginning at 6:30 p.m. on February 14th. The Sunday worship service begins at 9 o'clock a.m., followed immediately by Bible study and Sunday school for all ages. Glory and honor, praise and adoration, now and forevermore, be thine.